A rainbow of humanity gathered throughout the region Saturday, from Greendale to Grafton, as marches continue in reaction to the tragic death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police almost 2 weeks ago. WUWM's Susan Bentz checked in at North Point Water Tower, where hundreds of people converged before making their way north to Whitefish Bay and back again.
Energy is building in this patch of brilliant green at the easternmost point of North Avenue. People scoop up signs that volunteers are creating on the spot.
Doc Kyle, he's a doctor. He volunteered to walk.
Jake, he didn't want to share his last name, is organizing the march's medic crew. A doctor and other healthcare workers have volunteered to triage, just in case. Jake hopes Milwaukee can transition to a more peaceful change. One step forward, he believes, would be demilitarizing the police.
I think that just seeing an antagonistic force in your community with military-grade weapons, like the stuff that I used in Afghanistan, is kind of ridiculous, to be honest with you. And we need a lot more training for our police officers.
Jake had marched a few days earlier, but wondered whether he, a white guy, should be there.
But coming home from the march the other day, a black guy my age said that he had felt all alone in Milwaukee until 7 days ago. He didn't know that other people, like, cared.
Unique Russ brought her soapbox to the march, literally. She toted a small platform with the word soap hand-printed on it.
Well, we're telling people to get on, and let's start talking, because, yes, the marches are purposeful. Yes, the protests are purposeful. But after that, what comes next? We all need to start talking and hearing each other's side and coming up with solutions.
Actually, last night, I had to make a video on my phone to my family, just in case something happens to me by the end of today.
One of the marchers' organizers, Darius Smith, addresses the crowd that now fills the park.
And I appreciate everybody for showing up and showing that Black lives do matter.
Darius grew up on Milwaukee's north side. He owns an art gallery in Bayview and has a young daughter he wants to get home to safely that night. Darius says there's a lot about Milwaukee that needs fixing, including giving everyone, not just certain individuals, space to talk about their issues.
You know, it's not one way to deal with trauma, especially black trauma in the sense of anxiety when it's dealing with the police officer, anxiety going into a nice area and police officers stopping you and asking you, what are you doing over here? It's a lot, you know. How do you deal with that trauma that my father dealt with, that my grandfather dealt with, that his grandfather dealt with? It's a trauma that has never been dealt with.
On this afternoon, this group of people, with a multitude of individual experiences and concerns, raised their arms high and lowered heads to 10 seconds of silence before marching together through the city. Just blocks into the march, 200 more walking from the south added their voices to the throng. Marcher Stephanie Rivera Beruz says they started at Mitchell Park and crossed the 16th Street Bridge, an important landmark in Milwaukee's protest history.
We walked the 16th Street Bridge today in solidarity with the Black Lives Matters movement in order to show our support and our alignment with their cause.
Dixie Dinas and her husband marched in the 1960s. She says today feels different.
The huge participation across racial age, there's a huge participation now. And
Dixie pauses, saying right now she feels hopeful that participation will drive change.
You know, when you talk to people, like the guy who's the organizer, and talk to people who are participating, you can't help but feel hopeful.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.